How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome to the Daily Nerd Diva. So tonight, I began watching Star Wars Visions, a series on Disney Plus, where Star Wars has, I guess, Disney has gotten in touch with, I think, 9 different Japanese animation studios, or at least different animation studios, and said, here's the Star Wars license. Do whatever you want with it, I guess. It's really interesting. None of it is canon, so they have the freedom to kind of make whatever choices they want and tell whatever story they find interesting. I'm 4 episodes in, and boy have they done some... Yeah. The first one is visually stunning and really quite good, actually. The second one is... But I still enjoyed it quite a lot. The third one is the most unusual and... confusing, and I so many questions, and the fourth was enjoyable, sad but enjoyable. I'm gonna do my best not to spoil it for you. There's some really interesting things at play there, and when you give people the freedom to make kind of whatever choices with your license they want, you end up with some really interesting content, and I mean that mostly positively. In some places, they jump the shark a little bit. In some places, they completely yeet the shark as far away as possible. It was... Man. It's interesting what happens when you give people that kind of free will to do as they please. I always looked at free will as something that was kind of dangerous. Good, like I understand that it's a blessing from God, but I think it mostly gets used wrong, or at least not the way God would hope we use it. We make a lot of our own decisions. I make a lot of my own decisions, and a lot of them aren't, well, certainly what I think God would want them to be. He's given me the license to Star Wars and told me I can do whatever I want with it. He knows what he hopes for, what he would like me to do, what his will is, what his plan is. He knows I may not follow it. I don't understand that. I don't understand giving us that right, that choice, that opportunity. Because so very often, we're probably not going to return the best product with it. But that's just how much God loves us. How much he loves you. How much he loves me. Give us the opportunity to do whatever we want as long as we're willing to accept the consequences. Well, I don't know that it makes sense to me. That truly is the love of God and the love of a savior. The love of a savior who just wants you to choose him. Yeah. Let me encourage you, if you haven't, or if you have, I highly recommend choosing him, following his path, trying to do the best you can to stay within his will, despite having your own. It's worth it. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Deuteronomy 30, 19, and 20. I take the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you today, that I have put life and death before you, the blessing and the curse, that you must choose life so that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving Jehovah your God, by listening to his voice, and by sticking to him. For he is your life, and by him you will endure a long time in the land that Jehovah swore to give to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us over on our Facebook page at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Go give Star Wars Visions a try. I think you'll enjoy it.